I Got Issues podcast is sponsored by Trevor Maynard of Investors Group. Find out how you can get your taxes done for free this tax year. You can contact him at his office at 416-491-7400 or via email at trevor.maynard@investorsgroup.com.
I got issues, I got issues, I got issues, I got issues, I got issues.
Ow. Yo.
Yo. Welcome to another podcast, I Got Issues podcast, with your hosts, Jason Maynard and
James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Ah, living life, man. I'm feeling good.
Living life.
Living life. Living love and loving life. Living it.
What's new and exciting? What's going on?
Everything, man. Everything's just going my way.
Holy shit. You've actually been up to something lately.
What? I'm getting married, man.
You're fine.
No, I'm just joking. Married, dude.
If you were going to get married, that would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
If you were to get married, who's in your wedding party? I need to know this.
I don't know, man. This is like, there's like a couple of my buddies are getting married this summer, and I just came back last night from Stag and Doe or Jack and Jill or whatever you want to call it. And I'm just asking so many questions, man. Like, how do you pick your best man? Like, what does your best man do?
How do you do it, James?
Like, how many people are going to be in like your wedding party? This is crazy.
Let's say you have a wedding party and there's five groomsmen and your best. Or if you have to pick like four groomsmen and one best man, five people.
Yeah.
You got to pick it. You have to make the choices. You have to make the tough choices.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I don't know.
You're fucked.
It's crazy.
Mine's so simple.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just don't get married.
Ding, ding, ding. No, I would get, who knows about this marriage topic?
It's crazy.
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
It's insanity.
The one thing I noticed, though, is like my old Sudbury friends are a lot different than my Toronto friends.
Really?
Toronto friends dating, well, you know, most of them are like single. And if they're not single, they have girlfriends, they live in apartments, no kids, work is like, you know, they work a lot. Whereas like, you know, like my old Sudbury friends and stuff, they have like, they own houses, you know, their jobs are like great jobs that pay really well, driving around nice vehicles. Getting married.
Talking about people from Sudbury?
Yeah. It's like a totally different way of thinking. Like, here it's like fast paced, like, you know, whatever. They don't live in Sudbury anymore, but I'm just saying, like, it's crazy, like, that different mentality. And I think I'm liking the Sudbury, you know.
Oh, shit.
The old school, like, you know, you buy a house, get married.
You're ridiculous. What are you even talking about?
I don't know, man. All this marriage stuff. There's so many weddings this summer. Like, I think I'm just getting riled up.
Don't fall into that fucking trap.
Getting riled up and all this stuff.
People go to a wedding, you know, and then like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It's bullshit. Don't fall into that. So many people go to a wedding and the next thing you know, they're the ones that are getting engaged.
Yeah.
Do it whenever you're ready. Don't fucking feel the pressure because everyone else around you is getting married.
Yeah, it's true.
Believe it.
By the time you get married,
they'll be getting divorced. So who cares?
Their 5-year license will be up for renewal.
Might as well knock out that first marriage early.
Yeah.
Because you got 2, 3, 4 of them to go. don't even worry about that.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Did you go out for St. Patrick's Day?
Hell no. I don't even know where I was for St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is a fucked up day.
Were you out for St. Patrick's
Day? Are you crazy? White people be going nuts on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my God.
They take it to the next level of foolishness. I remember I went out a couple years ago for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And I'm walking down the streets. There's vomit all over the place. Ugh. People are fighting. People
Green
are stumbling
vomit.
Down. A sea of vomit in the streets. To me, that is just not acceptable. It's not an acceptable behavior.
Oh, man. I think Canadians probably take it to a next level. I don't even know. Do they do this in Ireland? Do they actually celebrate?
People don't even know what St. Patrick's Day is all about. Come on. People are insane.
Like, it's just like Canadians take it to like the next level. Like, this is a day to drink.
They think that St. Patrick is from Ireland. The dude's not even from Ireland.
No?
No. Come on, man.
School us. I can't school
you guys. I don't really know the history. I just know that. And they say that he chased away a whole bunch of snakes out of Ireland, which is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
And that didn't even happen either. That's not what it's really about. You can look it up. People, just look it up. You'll find it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to go and explain, but St. Patrick's Day is insane.
I wonder how, like, the whole drinking thing. I guess Irish people are known for drinking. Is that safe to say? Is that a racial something or other? I don't know. Isn't it true though? Like, I'm not saying, you know, but isn't that what they're known for? Is like drinkers.
They love to drink. That's for sure.
Huh. I wonder, man. I just wonder how like drinking has become like the biggest thing ever. But for St. Patrick's Day.
Do you want to hear some interviews from people on the street?
Yeah, let's hear some. Let's hear what people had to say about St. Patrick's Day.
I'm a drunk! I'm in St. Patrick's Day! I'm back home for this shit!
What do you want to say to non-Irish people today?
Fuck you! It's St. Patrick's
Day! Irish today! What do you say to people that are down here who aren't Irish?
Fuck you!
Why is getting drunk so important to you?
If you're Irish, you drink everything.
What else do we do with our money but drink?
It's St. Patrick's Day. How are you supposed to enjoy the day without alcohol?
It's St. Patrick's Day. You gotta have alcohol.
What do you plan on doing for the rest of the day?
Drinking!
Woo! It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm trying to get myself some ladies, baby.
That is crazy.
People are crazy.
These people are nuts. They love St. Patrick's Day. And they're highly controversial. They're highly offensive and they're highly racist. I love it.
And highly drunk, too.
So funny. People are fucked.
Yeah. That's St. Patrick's Day right there.
I will never go for St. Patrick's Day. Never. Clearly, I'm not wanted around there and I don't want to be there for that shit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So funny. So I want to play a game today.
All right.
And I mean, since this is what the game is called.
All right.
The game is called Gay or Not Gay.
Oh, are we going to do this? Come on.
We're doing this right now.
So awkward.
Are you ready?
All right.
Guys shaving their armpits, gay or not gay?
Dun, 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 I don't know, man. Is that
you
gay?
You don't know. You just answer the question, gay or not gay?
Well, I'm just thinking of like,
if you're a swimmer and shit, then that's fine. But I'm talking about average Joe. Guy was working at the KFC. Shaves his armpits, gay or not gay? Quickly.
Yeah, I guess that's sort of, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Correct answer is not gay.
No?
Nah, it's not gay.
There's a correct and wrong answer.
Yes, I'm telling you the right answers.
How is it not?
It's not gay.
All right.
Girls don't like body hair.
Girls do like body hair.
Shaving your legs, gay or not gay?
If you're a biker, not gay.
If you're a regular guy working at Pizza,
I guess it is.
Correct answer, it's gay. Don't shave your legs. Come on.
Oh, all right.
Having a belly button piercing.
Oh my god, that's so is. That's ridiculous.
That's gay. Having a nipple piercing? If you're not a rock star and you're just a regular guy?
I've actually known some friends that have done that.
So gay or not gay?
I would say no.
Correct answer is it's gay.
Oh man.
Don't be piercing your nipples, guys.
I feel so bad for my friends who have done that.
Too bad. Man. Piercing your nose.
No.
Not gay?
No.
It's not gay. You're right.
All right.
Tattoo on your ankle for a guy. Gay or not gay?
I think that is, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I guess you could get tattoo anywhere you really want to, but like that seems like where most girls get a tattoo. So if we're going to go, I'd say yeah, it is.
Correct answer is it's gay.
Okay.
Guys, don't do that.
All right. Guys don't. Guys do
tattoo on your tattoo of a sun around your belly button. Gay or not gay?
Oh, my God. That totally is. It's ridiculous.
It is. Let's say you meet a girl.
Okay.
Let's say you're drunk one time. You're at a bar.
Yeah.
You meet a girl.
Yeah.
And you fool around with her, but then you found out that she was born a guy.
Whoa.
Are you gay or not gay?
Is everything changed up?
Everything surgically removed. Butterflied. Fucking.
So, oh man, that's. No, because you went in. No, you're not. Because you go, you went in with the attention thinking that it wasn't, that it was a girl.
Correct answer is it's not gay because you were tricked. You can't help it if you're tricked.
Yeah, there you go, man.
But if you, now let's say somebody tells you, hey, that girl used to be a dude, and you still go for it, gay or not gay?
There's something there. There's something there. I think you're testing. You're testing the waters.
Correct answer is it's gay.
Yeah.
You've been pre-warned that could potentially have been a dude before.
Yeah.
You're still going for the kill.
Yeah.
Then you find out afterwards that it was actually a guy. Then that's gay. I hate to break the news.
That's playing for both teams right there, I think.
Guy's getting a manicure. Manicure, pedicure.
No. It's not.
Correct answer is not gay. It's okay to keep yourself
together, guys. Yep, that's right. Guys. Every once in a while, you know, like once a year, I go for a little petty, a little mani pedi.
I just went last week. My toenails are so shiny.
Got the clear polish on.
Now, let's say you go to some party, and if two guys are in on a threesome, two guys and one girl, is this gay or not gay? Two guys, one girl.
No, it's not.
Correct answer is very gay.
Really?
Yes. Very homoerotic.
Seriously?
If you're going to be one guy at one end, one guy at the other, and you guys are staring at each other in the eyes, that's pretty gay.
Yeah, but if you're not crossing swords, what's the big deal?
It's a little too close, man.
Really?
Two guys in the same room can't happen.
Well, I'd have to say that.
What, you've done this?
No.
You're sicko.
No, I haven't done it, but I'm just thinking like, I don't know what I'm thinking. Next question.
The next question is if it's so disturbing.
Oh, because, man,
I heard this story about a guy, and I'll just say
we got to put a PG like 15.
No, it says this. Listen, this is up on iTunes as explicit. So
all right, okay.
I heard of this one guy. He was masturbating.
Okay.
He shot his load over his computer that was on his chest, and it hit him right in the mouth. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Gay or not gay?
Well, what was he watching, though? That's the thing.
I never asked him. That was a good question.
Two girls and one guy? Then I'd have to say yes, it is.
I don't know, but the major question is, I said, so it hit you in the mouth.
Yeah.
Did you spit or swallow? He said, well, I had to taste it. Might as well.
Oh.
Gay or not gay? Gay or not gay?
Oh, man. I'd have to say not.
It's gay. Are you out of your mind?
It's your own. It happened by mistake, though.
It cannot happen by mistake.
It obviously did with this
guy.
Dude,
listen. I don't want to let everybody into my own personal life, but I've been jerking off for a solid 50 years now,
and I
haven't come close to my face. It's insane.
I think that's pretty hilarious, though.
How you're telling me you couldn't dodge that?
I
would be matrixing that. No way that's hitting me in the head.
Oh, even in the mouth.
It's gay, dude. I hate to break the news.
Yeah, but how? But it's yourself, though. It's yourself.
It's still semen in your own mouth. If semen goes into your mouth, that's gay.
It's your own semen.
I don't care who it belongs to.
Oh, I don't even know, man. That's so strange.
It is strange. This dude is a strange dude that happened.
We got to get this guy on the podcast.
I don't even want to have him near me. I'm just joking. He's a cool guy, but he's fucking crazy.
Might bust a nut while he's on the show or something.
I was out with one of my friends. He is a gay guy.
Yeah.
And we went through all these questions and stuff. And he's,
Did he answer all the questions? He's like, he answered them like, right.
Yeah, that's gay. Yeah, that's not gay.
Wow. Okay.
He actually wanted to be, he actually wants to come on and have gay time with this guy. Like, he wants to be the gay correspondent to the show.
That's actually pretty funny. That's a good idea. Get a different perspective on things.
You know what's what's going to be cool? I'm working on getting a real life hooker. onto the show.
What?
Yes. Really? Don't, aren't you curious?
Not, I'm not going to have this person over to my place.
No, we'll do it remote, buddy.
Definitely not going to come to my place. That's just weird. I don't want any of that.
Listen, I'm not bringing a hooker into your house, but I'm working on this. I know somebody that's a real life hooker.
Seriously.
Yeah, buddy. Don't you want to know, like, I've never gone to like a hooker, so like, I don't know. I want, like, what do they charge? Like, what? Yeah. What's the whole how does stuff go down?
Yeah.
Where do you go? What do you do? Like, yeah. I've got a gang of questions that I think.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting show.
Like, do you pay 50% up front? The other 50?
Yeah. Do you get the money before? Do you get the money after?
Yeah.
Is it like if you're banging a guy, like, is there a time limit, or is it like after he's finished? What happens if he doesn't finish for fucking ever because he's on coke? Like, what goes on?
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is crazy. How much does it cost?
Like, yeah.
What does it cost?
Yeah.
What does it cost to have sex with a hooker?
That's crazy.
What does it cost for a blowjob? This is stuff that I don't want to know because I want to know, but. I'm intrigued in the whole underground hooker lifestyle. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
Where does your money go? Do you get to keep your money? Do you have a pimp? Does he take all your money? What the fuck?
Percentages.
Are you on drugs? Are you fucked
up? Do they do taxes? I wonder if these do taxes. Taxes around the corner. I wonder if they do taxes.
Of course not.
I don't know. Like, I bet you some of them probably take it really seriously.
They just legalized brothels in,
in
Ontario, or maybe in the whole country now.
Yeah. But
That's another thing. Like, are you
now going to go work their business?
Are you going to go work at a brothel instead of working out on the streets?
Yeah,
because it's still illegal to get a hooker on the streets, but you can go to a brothel now.
So it's illegal to get a hooker.
Like, you see a chick walking down the street with fucking leather boots and her ass hanging out. You can't pull over your car and pick her up.
Okay,
that's still against the law. But they can have like legal brothels. Like, you can have a brothel.
Huh.
And you can go somewhere and have sex with girls, I guess.
That's weird, man.
This is going to be crazy.
Sounds like we're in Amsterdam.
It's going to be crazy.
Just have to legalize marijuana.
Legalize marijuana. That's coming up next. That may actually never happen, which is so silly.
Oh, shit. I got something.
You got issues.
You know this whole Coney 2012 thing? Have you watched that video?
Of course I didn't watch that video. Didn't I talk about this last time?
Freaking... It's upset me.
Why? Because the guy that made the video ran down the street naked jerking off?
Yeah, did you see that? I wonder how all the people who reposted that feel about that situation, about this guy this white guy who comes and saves black people from their own, you know what I mean? White man's burden type thing. I wonder how they feel about, this guy running down the street naked. They say that he was underneath like a lot of pressure. But anyways, that's not even my thing. My thing is, why pick... April 20th. Like, why April 20th? Why is that the day that they're going to go and poster everything? April 20th is also 420.
Of course.
420 is the day that people go out and they smoke marijuana in the streets. Right? So are they trying to, like, piggyback on the people who smoke marijuana to get, you know what I mean? Like, why 420?
What's going on 420?
420, supposedly what you're supposed to do is you pay a donation or whatever sort of money to this Coney 2012 thing, and you get this wonderful kit with two bracelets, one for you and one for your friend. And if you watch the video, there's like a white hand and a black hand. It's so funny.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, he did a really good job, man. He did a good job. A lot of, you know.
I'm sure it was good, but I just, when I see stuff like that, I'm like,
yeah,
there's too much... going like
it was very flashy. It was very good, very well put together. It's like,
of course, you can put something out on the internet and then 1 week you get 100 million views.
Yeah,
that's a game changer, dude.
Yeah, it totally is. So you get this kit and it has all the stuff inside of there. I guess there's like posters and stuff, I guess. And what you're supposed to do is take this poster out with everybody else who's going out for Coney 2012 on April 20th, which is also 420, and go poster the entire city, wherever you are, you go and post your city.
Relax, buddy. Take it down a notch. But you're jerking understand. Off in public. you're done. You're an idiot. You're a scumbag.
I don't understand.
I don't care how much pressure. Don't tell me you're under pressure because you just made a whole bunch of money off of YouTube. Like the guy made a whole bunch. He made a lot of money very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And don't tell me you're under pressure now and you got to be running through the streets jerking off.
Yeah.
Naked. That's unacceptable.
You know what? I don't get that either. How is it? Why is he all of a sudden under pressure? Didn't he go to Africa? You know what I mean? And like live with the people for a while. And
the guy's an asshole. I'm never going to watch the video. And oh plus, God, I think I ridiculous. Said this last podcast. Yeah. The video is already 20 years too late. This dude's is not a big. This guy, Kony, is not even a big deal anymore.
Yeah.
Like
there's so many other issues out there in Uganda and Africa.
So go fuck yourself, dude, who made the Kony video. And yeah, I'm not watching ridiculous. It. I'm not even retweeting.
No, definitely not, man. Definitely not. I don't know. I think it's interesting how they call it slacktivism, where, you know, you get a video, you know what I mean? It's like, forward this on to your friends, and everyone, and you forward it, and it makes you feel good inside because, you know what I mean? Like, I'm helping the cause by forwarding this thing. But really, you just watched something. You just reposted it. Like, you're not doing anything for the cause.
No, nobody gives a shit about the cause. I hate to break the news.
Yeah, like from I bet if like from now, this time period right now, what is this? March 31st. From March 31st, maybe like a week before April 20th, no one's going to be talking about it. No one's going to be talking about any of the issues. Everyone who like reposted that, no, you know, barely anyone's going to be talking about
the
issues.
People around the world don't give a shit.
No.
We can't solve crises in Uganda. Most people can't spell Uganda or point it out on a fucking map.
It's
we got
true.
Problems in my own city that we can't even take care of. So
it's true.
Listen, I hate to... I don't want to upset my Ugandan listeners, but listen, I got my own. I think I might have already said this. I don't like it when in Toronto here, people go, they protest for shit that's happening back in their country. Like we have a whole bunch of protests for like the Sri Lankan people are protesting, the Tamils.
Yeah.
We got the Iranian government protests. We have fucking Indian all these protests.
Yeah. Yeah.
From all these different places around the world. And they're living in Toronto.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Don't block up my streets with your stupid protest. All right. Quit it. Because you came to Canada. Listen, this is how I feel. I'm out there on my own with this. I'm going to say it, though.
Some of the opinions expressed on this program.
Listen, you came here to escape. You left that country to escape, to come to a much better place.
It's true.
So listen, I know that you got family and stuff back over there, but they need to come back over here. And quite frankly, my taxes are through the roof. I can't afford to eat in this country. I got to pay $1,000. Money comes in. Gas is at an all-time high. I can't afford to fucking drive my car. And people want to protest about a fixed government over in some other country that you ran away from.
We have to fix this government.
You're going to protest about something. You protest about my property taxes going up. You protest about fucking the TTC. They're not building a subway. You want to protest subway? You protest about shit that's happening in the country you live in now. That's it. That's all. I'm done. I'm done with protests. You want to protest about something, you come and speak to me first. I'll tell you what you are not allowed to protest about. All right? Enough with these protests.
Oh, my God.
That's not enough. I'm tired.
I'm tired of the protests.
I got these librarians are on strike.
Ah, they just went back, yeah.
I'm not even down with strikers.
No, seriously?
Listen.
Man, you got to stand up for your right, though, man. If you're not getting what you need, then you have to
I'm
stand up for your right.
I'm not down with unions. I work in a union. I'm in a union.
Yeah? How is
I'm
it?
I'm a unionized employee.
How is it?
It's ridiculous.
Really?
Of course.
Shit.
Listen, unions are good and they're bad. They probably had a much better... they were around for better reasons a long time ago. In today's society, I don't know if they're really working out that well.
That's actually a good point. I never actually thought of that before. That's a good point. Probably back in the day, they're probably good because we didn't have rights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
most workers didn't have rights. But now that we do have like a standardized, you know, rights, it's why.
It causes major.
Interesting.
There's so many things that are wrong with the union. But listen, the union does a lot of good things. But at the same time, union does a lot of shitty things.
Yeah.
And when you have people walking out of work, like if you were listening to the librarians who are walking, like going on strike or any other people who are going on strike, half the people can't even really afford to be going out on strike.
Really? With,
and the whole process is compromised. Like, I could talk to my sister all day about unions, and she's like 100% pro union.
Yeah.
They're trying to do this, they're trying to do that. Where she works, she gets like 20 sick days.
Huh.
26 days a year, and they want to cut that back a bit. And they're like fighting for it. Where else are you working where you get 20 sick days?
That's crazy.
20 paid sick days.
That's a lot.
Of course it's a lot.
That's too much.
What do you mean?
How often are you getting sick? There must be something wrong with your lifestyle if you're getting sick that much.
It's insane.
That is pretty. That's actually
insane. There's a lot of nonsense. And I don't like seeing people on strike. I look at the librarian strikers, and I hate to say this because I don't want to see people lose their jobs and stuff. But if they're going to close down some libraries,
yeah,
guess what? Good. Who's going to a library?
I just went to the library.
I got a Google machine. I can get every answer I want.
Look at this. I just went to the library. Look.
Yeah, I can see.
I just went to the library.
Dude, that's old school. Libraries are over.
Not yet.
They're over.
They're going to start digitizing everything soon. But I mean, like,
it's close. Listen, you ever look at the Sunshine List? The list of Ontario employees who make over 100,000, government employees that make over $100,000 a
year? Oh, I got to look into that. I never knew about that.
You go take a look. I remember I looked at this probably like 8 or 9 years ago. There was only one thing that I can remember.
Yeah,
that stuck out to me is that there's like master librarians. There's like 30 of them.
Yeah,
they make like $140,000 a year.
Huh, that's crazy. They must know a lot about books, though.
Are you fucking kidding me?
they're paid well because they know a lot about libraries,
dude.
I'm sure there's a lot that goes behind it. You know what I mean? Organizing,
dude,
and analyzing,
dude,
things.
I'm going to sound like an idiot and an asshole, but I do this all the time anyway, so who cares? We can't afford to be paying librarians in a day and age where we have no money for anything else.
No.
We got deficit. We got my fucking taxes are going crazy.
Things are crazy.
Subway is going up every fucking year. It costs more money to... Listen, we got to get rid of this shit.
Whoa. You're saying to get rid of libraries, though?
I'm not saying get rid of all the libraries, but we can get rid of a bunch of them.
You know what? I have to agree with you. Like, I'm sure, like, because the thought that
was 96 library. I think there's 96 libraries or something.
Yeah.
And listen, a library is good. Not everybody has internet, and people need to go there and use computers and stuff like that.
The North York Library is amazing.
Get books, of course, but that's a reference. That's a huge library.
Yeah.
The one at Young and Shepherd?
The one at Young and North York Center. Young and Shepherd. Yeah.
Of course, that's an amazing library.
God.
You can keep a library like that open, but there's also another library that's
like
at
so much.
Bayview and Shepherd.
And
Bayview Village.
That's crazy. See,
that's a tiny library.
Yeah.
There's probably some fucking librarian in there that's getting paid $100,000 a year to manage 75 books.
No, but I have to agree, though. But the thought that was going through my head is that libraries are good because it helps to keep certain kids out of trouble.
You show me a kid that's hiding out from trouble in a library.
There are some. There's always like those stories, you know. It's like kids growing up in bad neighborhoods, but they go to the library, read books, and they become lawyers and doctors.
Never happened. That's never happened.
Haven't you ever seen the movie?
Which one?
Sunshine Makes Everything Good.
I don't believe that movie.
It was by Martin Scorsese. Just joking. Oh man!
What I'm trying to say is, listen, young kids—they want to get out of trouble. Go do something productive. I don't know.
Yeah, play sports and whatever else.
Libraries
read
are good.
Books.
I'm not dissing the library. I'm just saying we can't shut them all down, but there's a lot of them that could disappear. That's the end on that. All right, I've had enough of this topic. This is making me insane.
Oh my god!
You know, I heard this funniest story about my friend is a teacher.
Yeah.
And she's like studying to be a teacher or whatever. She has to go to like a class to like be the assistant teacher or whatever. So the teacher's like, "Well, do you want to take attendance today?" So she's like, "Okay." So she's like reading out the name. Billy here. Tommy here. You know? Maggie here. And then she looks at this name and she's like, "How do you pronounce S-H-I-T-H-E A-D.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
How do you pronounce that?
Shitead?
S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D.
I know how to pronounce it. Yeah, I'm just trying to
shithead?
Yeah.
There's no way. She's looking like, what the fuck? And the teacher's like, the teacher knew that she got to the name and she's like, Shitade.
Oh, Shitade.
Shitade.
Oh, man.
Some person.
I was trying to like make it.
Some person decided to name their daughter Shitade.
Shitade.
And it's spelled shithead.
Oh my god. How's this girl going to get a job?
How's she going to get a job? How's she going to make it out of the sixth grade without killing herself?
Hey, shithead.
Because you know that's what she's going to be called forever and ever and ever.
Oh my god.
Her parents are assholes.
Shithead.
Why do black people do this?
I don't know.
Kids?
Why do black people do that?
Did you know that it was a black family?
I knew it right away.
Why?
Oh my god.
And who lets somebody do that? Like,
there should be a law. That's ridiculous.
How does somebody say, oh, what's the name of your child? Shitade Williams? Oh, Shithead Williams? Like, you can't allow this to go down.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
That is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, my God. So messed up. Laquisha, Laquandra,
Laquay. I know one thing. Black people love to put a law in front of a name.
Oh, yeah. It makes it sound like Parisian, I guess.
LaShonda, like... La la anything. They love that la.
La la.
I don't know about that.
That's hilarious.
But there's one thing that's on the news all for the past like week and a half now.
What's this?
A kid that got shot in Florida.
Yeah, what's going on with that? I was listening to that driving back from the Schwa, listening to that on the CBC. And supposedly this guy it's slipping my mind right
Trayvon.
Now. What?
His name is Trayvon.
Trayvon, no, but the guy who actually killed him, he's pleading something. Stand down or something?
They have a stupid law that Jeb Bush put out in Florida that's like, if you feel threatened, you can shoot somebody. No questions asked.
Exactly, but it's called something. What do they call it? Stand down or stand firm or something?
Stand up for your rights.
It's called something, but
something ridiculous.
Isn't that weird? That just blows my mind. Okay, so for instance, if you feel threatened, you shoot somebody, this person's dead. There's no way that they're dead. Like they can't contest against you. You know what I mean? So he was like, oh yeah, I felt threatened. So I had to kill him. But yeah. How are they going to prove this? Like how are they going to prove that this guy was actually, I don't get it. What are the details of this anyways? You know the details of it? Like what
the
actually
details are? This dude is a captain of the neighborhood watch.
Okay.
He sees this kid walking through this neighborhood.
Yeah, he's gated wearing community, a hoodie. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
He calls the police.
Yeah.
Says, there's somebody walking. He tells the police, there's a weirdo
suspicious
walking
character,
down the street.
Yeah.
And the cops tell him, don't follow him.
Yeah.
He goes and he follows him anyways.
Yeah.
And then ends up shooting him and killing him.
Unbelievable.
And all he had on him was a pack of Skittles. And because he was wearing a hoodie, he had no threat. He's nothing.
Because he was
black.
That's right.
Possibly. But people are making it into a race thing.
I hope it doesn't turn into like a Rodney King thing because it's going to get
It's 100%
nuts.
Racially like...
A racial profiling, man.
It is bad. But listen, we don't need the Black Panthers coming out.
No, hell no. We don't need any... Let's handle this as best and as safely as we can.
I want you to listen to Geraldo Rivera. Do you remember that asshole?
I remember that guy.
Listen to what he says.
All right.
I'm going to play you a clip right now of what Geraldo has to say about Trayvon Martin wearing a hoodie.
All right.
It's so ridiculous.
Brian, on that. I believe that George Zimmerman, the overzealous neighborhood watch captain, should be investigated to the fullest extent of the law, and if he is criminally liable, he should be prosecuted. But I am urging the parents of black and Latino youngsters particularly to not let their children go out wearing hoodies. I think the hoodie is as much responsible for Trayvon Martin's death as George Zimmerman was.
What do you mean?
When you see a kid walking, Julia, when you see a kid walking down the street, particularly a dark-skinned kid like my son Cruz, who I constantly yelled at when he was going out wearing a damn hoodie or those pants around his ankles, take that hood off. People look at you and they want... What's the instant identification? What's the instant association? Uh-oh. It's those crime scene surveillance tapes. Every time you see someone sticking up a 7-Eleven, the kid's wearing a hoodie. Every time you see a mugging on a surveillance camera or they get the old lady in the alcove, it's a kid wearing a hoodie. You have to recognize that this whole stylizing yourself as a gangster, you're going to be a gangster wannabe. Well, people are going to perceive you as a menace. That's what happens. It is an instant reflexive action. Remember Juan Williams, our colleague, our brilliant colleague, he got in trouble with NPR because he said Muslims in formal garb at the airport conjure a certain reaction in him or a response in him. That's an automatic reflex. Juan wasn't defending it. He was explaining that that's what happened when he sees these particular people in that particular place. When you see a black or Latino youngster particularly on the street, you walk to the other side of the street. You try to avoid that confrontation. Trayvon Martin's, God bless him. He's an innocent kid, a wonderful kid, a box of Skittles in his hand. He didn't deserve to die, but I'll bet you money. If he didn't have that hoodie on, that nutty neighborhood watch guy wouldn't have responded in that violent and aggressive way.
What about the fact, the people of New York, a couple of nights ago, they had a million hoodie march.
You cannot rehabilitate the hoodie. You're not going to. I understand that the reaction might be overzealous or even irrational in some extent. I mean, when you look at the statistics, it may be, but you're not going to rehabilitate the hoodie. You're not going
to stop wearing it.
Don't let your kid, the old Johnny Cash song, don't take your gun to town, son, leave your gun at home. There is some things that are almost inevitable. I'm not suggesting that Trayvon Martin had any kind of weapon or anything, but he wore an outfit that allowed someone to respond in this irrational, overzealous way.
Yes.
And if he had been dressed more appropriately, I think unless it's raining out or you're at a track meet, leave the hoodie home. Don't let your children go out.
You're
an asshole.
You know, it's weird, man. I had a flashback to like when I was a kid because like my parents would like
tell you not to wear a hoodie.
Yeah. My parents would be like, and it's weird, like even now as an adult, and you know, I have hoodies and stuff, just whatever, just for like style. But whenever I actually put the hoodie over my head, I feel different. I feel like people are probably looking at me like I'm some sort of hoodlum. It's weird, man.
You don't get shot because you're wearing a hoodie.
Some people are stupid and crazy, like this guy who did it, and they would shoot at you because they have this instant reaction to think like, oh, he's wearing gangster garb. You know what I mean? But it's just I just had a flashback to when I was a kid, man.
My parents never told me not to wear a hoodie.
Shit, man. This is weird. Weird flashback, man. And now, like, when I wear a hoodie and I put it over my head, sometimes I'm like, oh, shit, I should take my hoodie off.
I wear a hoodie all the time. I never thought a hoodie could get me shot.
Fuck, obviously, it can.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I thought we were wasting my time here. Listen, you don't get shot for wearing a hoodie. You can't.
Yeah, you do. This kid got shot for wearing a hoodie.
You can't go out and say, I'm going to fucking take out everyone wearing a hoodie.
You can't.
This is insane.
You can't. But the thing is, when people see black people, like minority group people, whatever, even white kids, like with the baggy jeans and stuff and like the big white tees and everything else, walking with like a little bit of a gangster lean. You know what I mean? Like, what are you thinking? You have like this shortcut, this cognitive shortcut in your head that says this guy's probably up to no good. No, I'm not saying that it's good. I'm not saying that to think that's good, but it's like it's a shortcut, right? Like you use that shortcut. That's what people do. That's what stereotypes are. People use stereotypes to make these shortcuts, which aren't always good. You know what I mean? To get to the point, to get to the answer. It's weird. No, I'm just saying like it's strange.
I'm just saying it's idiotic.
It is idiotic.
And I think that you should be able to wear a hoodie.
You should.
And you shouldn't be getting shot if you're walking
with
a pack of Skittles.
You should. I agree.
And for somebody to go out on TV and tell people, don't let your kids to wear hoodies.
Yeah, that's a little, but it's,
And you can't go and say it's half his fault for getting shot because he was wearing a hoodie.
I don't know about that.
You can't say that. It's wrong. Geraldo, you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's pretty mean.
But now, listen, you got a whole bunch of people trying to make a bunch of money off of this.
You think hoodie sales are going to go through the roof? What are you trying to say?
People are already having all these hoodies made, T-shirts made.
Oh, yeah. That's just ridiculous. I hate when that happens.
The mother of the kid that got killed put out a patent on his name.
And they're going to have a certain branded hoodie?
Well, nobody knows exactly the reason why, but some people say she went out and got the patent for his name or whatever, the trademark rights or whatever, so that other people can't go and profit off of his name.
Yeah.
Or maybe she wants to make a buck too, which would be disgusting.
That'd be sad.
But there's some guys that made some T-shirts that have the dude, George Zimmerman, the guy that shot him. They have his picture.
Yeah.
And above it, it says, "Pussy ass cracker."
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Now, do you know where the term cracker comes from?
Biscuits? No, I don't know. Where does it come from?
Because I noticed this year when I was working at the restaurant that white people do something that I've never seen before. And
oh, man.
They buy these things at Christmas time. They're called crackers. And they're like a tube thing, and you crack them open, and then there's like a toy or something in it.
Okay.
And it also has, and then it turns into a crown. And then you see all these people wearing like a paper crown.
Oh, you're being serious.
I'm being dead serious.
There's a thing, it's like a tube thing called cracker?
It's a tube, and they call it cracker. Oh, yeah, you got the crackers, wicked. And they pass them all around the table. Everyone cracks open the thing. There's like a present inside or a gift or something like that inside. And then when you crack it, like it cracks like a jagged egg would. Like you crack it open.
Yeah.
And then you put half of it on your head and it's a crown. So I'm walking around the restaurant, I see all these white people with all these crowns. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Was it for a birthday or something? Or
no, like, they do it at Christmas time.
Oh, Christmas time. Sorry. Yeah.
So I'm walking around the restaurant, I'm like, what's with all these white people wearing these crowns? I'm like, well, what is this? I've never heard of this thing before. And then somebody told me, like, oh, it's crackers. I'm like, no wonder why they call you guys crackers. This is it. It's because of this fucking thing you put on your head. But then I also did some research and it's not the real reason.
Oh, what is the reason?
The reason why cracker is like supposed to be derogatory to white people?
Because they're white?
No, it has something to do with like white people on a slave ship. The guy that'd be sitting at the front of the slave ship had a whip that he would crack.
Oh, they cracked the whip.
Comes from that, as well as there's some other thing that goes on that went on like way back in the day with poor people from like Ireland or Britain or somewhere like that.
Yeah,
the poor people would use like their food stamps, and they would all buy like they would get crackers.
Yeah. So crackerhead.
It's not really that derogatory of a term. I mean,
we should ask some white people. Maybe what some white people would get offended if you call them cracker.
I doubt it. White people are like, shit, man. We had no problems.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just looking up here. Now I'm starting to fully understand what's going on here. This whole thing about Spike Lee and how he tweeted the wrong address, I guess, of Trayvon Martin's killer, Zimmerman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
You didn't hear about this?
He tweeted out the George Zimmerman's address?
Yeah. Over the weekend, he retweeted a Florida address said to be that of George Zimmerman, who is the neighborhood watch captain who fatally killed Trayvon, but supposedly it was like the address of like an older couple. So like this older couple they've been getting like death threats,
probably.
Like just a lot of crazy stuff going on. And I believe he had to publicly apologize to the couple of that home.
The best thing, like the worst thing about this is that the media,
Twitter thing, man,
the media wants this to be like a race. They want
a race war, you think?
They want to create a race war, of course.
Get Spike Lee involved, man.
They're dying to this pushes numbers. Did you know last week, like three black kids doused a white kid with gasoline, lit him on fire, and said, "That's what you get, white boy."
What?
That happened down in the States last week, too. But this story is way more juicy than that story.
Jeez.
Because you have a white guy. He's not even white. He's half white, half Latino.
Yeah.
So you have a half white, basically, you can call him a white guy. You have a white guy killing a black kid innocently. This is the juiciest story. It's on every single thing.
Yeah.
Now we have a new Black Panther Party, which is ridiculous.
Huh.
The Black Panther Party is as much respected as the KKK. They're nothing. It's a nothing group. I hate to break the news to people.
You don't think they're not? You think they're nothing? I don't know.
Nothing. Well, where have you ever seen a Black Panther? The zoo? Where?
No,
they're insignificant. It's not the same. We don't have the civil rights movement 50 years ago.
I see what you're saying.
They don't yield as much power. But now, of course, they're put on the news like they're a big group.
Yeah. Oh,
let's take an interview from the Black Panther. The guy can't even say anything constructive.
Yeah,
he's just like CNN's interviewing him, and the dude like just kept on saying the same thing, like "payback's a bitch" or something like.
He
just kept
on saying the same thing. Come on, why do they have to pick? Could they pick someone who's educated or something who had something really like positive to say? Or
you got those assholes, Al Sharpton, Holden Rout, and NAACP. All of these black groups now are all coming out because this has to be a race war. And I hate Al Sharpton.
Really? Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah.
Since when did he get to represent black people?
I don't know. He has a nice hairdo, though.
He doesn't represent me.
He has a nice hairdo.
He gets on every single black thing. Anything that has to do, Al Sharpton's there, the representative of the black people. He's a fucking scumbag.
Oh,
he's he basically goes and holds people hostage and says, "Hey, you said something racist. Well, guess what? If you don't want me fucking line up here with 500 black people on your front doorstep and make you lose your job, you better fucking cough up some cash." Like the guy, he's an extortionist.
Oh my God.
Guy's a crook.
That's crazy.
I don't like him because I don't respect everything that he does.
He
wants things to. Some people have got to let racism go a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes shit just happens. And everything's not always racially motivated, and you don't get wrong just because you're black. So fucking Al Sharpton can kiss my ass. That's it. All right, guys, that's the show.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. My whole thing was like this whole Twitter thing. I don't even know. Like, just
what about it?
He retweeted. Well, obviously, it's kind of ridiculous that he retweeted an address that's not even the proper address. And why even tweet the guy's address in the first place?
The Black Panthers put $10,000 bounty on this guy to have him captured.
Why are people doing this, man?
Who's capturing people? What is the Wild Wild West?
What's going on?
Who does that?
And I get it. Sometimes it's like, you know, like I have to say, like, justice will be served, and you know, justice will not be served. I get it, but like, man,
the dude is going to be under so much pressure. The FBI is now taking over the investigation. The guy's going to get arrested. He's going to go to jail, but only because there's a loophole in the law, in the legality system. So sometimes you get screwed. And that's what happens.
Yeah,
move out of Florida.
Oh man. This
stand your ground law. That's what
stand your ground. That's what it's called.
Stupid.
Ridiculous.
Anyways, that's the show.
All right,
I gotta go.
All right,
everybody. Tax season is coming to an end. If you didn't get your taxes done,
what do you mean to an end?
Isn't the tax day coming up soon?
Oh, in April, right?
Tax deadline.
It's in April. I hope
it's coming up. I don't know when it is.
I haven't done my taxes yet.
Better get on the horn and call Trevor.
Yep.
Do it quickly.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to get my taxes done. Anyways. Yeah.
Anyways, everybody. There's
April 30th, tax deadline.
We will do some more podcasts. Get caught up. Sorry for the wait. Long delays in between. And got some cool stuff to talk about soon.
It's almost summertime, man. I'm feeling energized. Stuff is happening. So, yeah. All right. That's it. Peace.
That's it. That's all. Everybody, stay safe. Don't wear a hoodie. And don't get anyone pregnant.
All right.
Later.